Back here at Marlins Park tonight for the middle game of a three-game set between the Marlins and the San Francisco Giants. The Marlins winners in Game 1 last night by a final of 5-3. Of course, D. Gordon, a three-run inside-the-park home run early in the ballgame, propelled the Marlins to a victory. Welcome back to Marlins on Deck. Joining me tonight, he's quickly established himself as the eighth-inning guy in this Marlins bullpen. That's Carter Capps. Carter, about a month and a half ago, when you first joined the Marlins, we had talked about some of the things that you were working on in AAA New Orleans. Now you've quickly established yourself as the eighth inning guy in this Marlins bullpen. How comfortable do you now feel in that role?
Oh, I mean, you can't ever get too comfortable. I mean, there's a ton of great guys down there. Everybody's battling out there to eventually be a closer at some level. So, I mean, everybody wants to do their best they can. So you got to stay on top of your game and really not be comfortable. But I have been definitely getting a lot better at controlling the heart rate out there. And when things are going bad, just kind of taking a second, step off, and just relax a little bit more and really get focused and more on my execution than just going out there and pitching on emotion. So,
when you have a role, is that easier throughout the course of a game? When you establish yourself as a guy you know in the sixth or seventh inning when the team has a lead, I'm going to start getting loose. I know when I'm coming into this ball game. I know when my time is.
Yeah, I actually watch Dunner a lot. He's been around quite a bit and pitched a lot of important innings, so I kind of watch to see what he does. But, yeah, having a role definitely helps. I kind of start stretching in the fifth and stuff, see where the game's at, and then you can kind of start amping up your mindset to go out there and compete and kind of start seeing where the lineups are falling and see who you might be getting. So it definitely helps knowing your role and knowing that you have a job to do and you know what that job is exactly.
Not only are you back, you seemingly get better every time you take the mound. What do you attribute that to? It really does look like every time you take the mound, you kind of one-up your last time out there.
Yeah, I definitely got a lot of help from the coaches here and in AAA, and just forming a process, staying within it, not overworking, because I was always a guy that wanted to go out there and keep throwing, and that always isn't the best option for me. So I definitely just got to stay within my little routine and just keep getting the work in. And when I make a bad pitch and the guy swings at it or whatever, don't be satisfied with that. I mean, really go out there and try to have my command there and make a good pitch and have the guy swing and miss instead. So,
you're big, tall, and strong. The velocity on your fastball, does that come easy to you? When you throw, I mean, I wouldn't say you have a violent movement towards home plate, but it looks easy. Does it feel easy?
Yeah, it definitely feels pretty easy coming out of the hand. Like I said, most days I really couldn't tell you how hard or soft it is, but it definitely, I'm very blessed with a good arm, so it comes out pretty easy for me most days, so I'm pretty lucky with that.
Last question for you, Carter, before I let you go, and it's something that I'm curious about, and it does not discredit anything you do on the mound, because quite frankly, you've been blowing guys away, but obviously your delivery was a bit controversial. Do you think that flusters guys on the other team? Do you think that it's not completely abnormal? I know Jordan Walden, another guy in the big leagues, has done it. But do you think that could play into the psyche of a hitter?
Yeah, it seems like guys are definitely frustrated when they come to the plate. I mean, I'm not quite sure why, obviously. Everybody said it's fine. I mean, I dragged my toe the whole time. It's impossible physically to plant twice and push off twice. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but I definitely see it flustering guys. And, I mean, it's not my job to go up there and lay it up there. So the more flustered they are, the better. And I really could care less what they or any of the fans think. I'm sure a lot of them don't like the delivery either. So
we like the answer here. Let's go get a series victory. Carter Capps, thanks for the time tonight.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner joining for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.